Blessings and welcome. Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, and this is Bliss Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes or at nanakasha.com, and this is going to be an incredible series. July of 2019, we've already begun the eclipse season, and today is the kickoff of the first of four incredible meditative guided healing experiences I am going to take you on. What we're going to do is follow the cycle of darkness and light through the month of July. It is so important. Why? Because we're energy and the cosmos is energy. And when there's an eclipse or a new moon or a full moon or a meteor shower or a particular planet is closer to Earth, those energies affect us. Whether you can tell, whether you believe or not, all energies around you, being all one infinite field, have the potential to affect you. What do we really want to do? We want to master our energy, our mind, our emotion, and our body so that we can feel and sense the energies around us in the room, in the relationships with the certain people. Sense the energies that are coming from the TV or the news that are not supportive and uplifting. Sense the dark energies, the shadow energies. Those are the energies that we hide, that contain shame, guilt, fear, apathy, grief, regret, blame. We want to plant the seeds of who we are to become in the next 6 months. And between now and the equinox in September, a very powerful moment when you want to again really access the energies available to us, we are today going to take a beautiful meditative experience through the darkness. This series is an incredible opportunity for you to be guided through this eclipse season and walk through the darkness, walk through the shadows within your mind, the parts of you you're ashamed of, afraid of, parts you've hidden that are too powerful or speak up and got you in trouble, agreements and energetic attachments to heavy states of being a slave or a servant. Do you feel stuck or blocked or repeating a pattern in a relationship or with money or with your self-image and your self-worth? We're in a moment in time when the energies are pouring onto the planet and giving us support and energies and light quotients at levels we have not received in so long we don't remember. And yet you and I are divine beings of light who have come down into this. We are descended gods. We've come down in frequency to embody this form, to experience this moment, and it is an honor. So this series is called Walking Through the Shadows into the Light. And over this month, you're going to receive four beautiful meditative guided experiences. These are going to help you walk into the darkness like today, right now, while this is being recorded, the energies of today are encoded. And what's happening today? It's the new moon. What's the new moon? There's no moon. It's dark skies. And it's a full solar eclipse. What does that mean? Completely blocking the sun. The sun isn't just daylight or energy for plants and food to grow. The sun is our cosmic brother. It is our connection to the central sun, to the field of abundance, to the golden ray, to all that life force that we are masters of transforming into our life, into our feelings, into our relationships, into our money, our bank account, whatever it is you are being, doing, creating in this life, You are pulling from the field, the infinite field of possibilities and potential. And today, you are completely in shadow. You are completely deep, deep in the womb of the mother, deep, deep in the fertile soil where you plant the seeds of who you will become, what you will shed, what you will embrace between now and the equinox and the equinox and the end of the year. So repeat this meditation as often as you feel called over the next couple of weeks, even after the next one comes out. And remember, each time is going to be a new experience, because as a master level hypnotherapist, as a 30 some year healer with energy, animal communicator, a teacher and creator of Light Body School, I have traveled the ethers, I see energies, and I help people open up to seeing the patterns of energies that are holding them back from the true, fully funded mission, the purpose that you came here for. Maybe you feel called to speak out more, to express yourself, but you feel held back. Fear of retribution, criticism, not being liked, failing, creeps up and closes your throat. Maybe like many of my clients and students, you have memories of your throat being slit or your head being cut off or you being gagged literally or figuratively or emotionally, or the best one of all, being burned at the stake. Some of the people waking up now are literally re-experiencing that burning sensation, because that energy of those times of deep fear, of the sense of failure or loss, become patterns that live within our soul, and we bring them into this life to heal them. So if you have had a life of struggle, if you have had a loss, if you have had the sensation that you're not good enough and you are still yearning for something new, let go of the craving. Relax today. We're going to sink into the silky, deep darkness of this new moon, full solar eclipse, and allow ourselves to melt, to walk through the darkness like Persephone in the underworld or Inanna, to shed our skin like Kukulcan and Quetzalcoatl and the other incredible serpent guides and spirits that show us you grow and you shed your skin. Caterpillars do this. You are going through a metamorphosis along with the planet. Stop holding on to the past. Let go of the outdated ideas of who you were supposed to be. Let go of trying to be anything for anyone. Let go of all decisions and plans that you've made. Come fully into the darkness. Enter. And walk through your own shadows, guided with the light, by revealing your inner radiance, because your light illuminates the world. Plant seeds of what you want the next 6 months, and especially the equinox, to support you with. We as a planet, although it doesn't look like it, have managed to raise the frequency, the state of consciousness, enough that we are being gifted with more and more light of higher frequencies, languages of light. Maybe you're getting high-pitched frequencies in your ears. Maybe you can no longer tolerate a certain place that you've been living, a relationship, the way you've been thinking of yourself. Maybe you're ready to make a career change. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you don't have a clue what you want. And you know that whatever it is, it's now time to accept the seed within you. Your DNA is not set in stone. And yet you carry within you, within your 8 original cells, with your, in your energy centers, the codes, the map of who you are here, the life your soul intended. You cannot make a mistake because you're here right now in this moment, exactly where you're meant to be. So now it's time for you to relax. Relax as we enter this Bliss Life podcast eclipse season. I want you to get comfortable sitting or laying down. Turn off your notifications on your phone, your computer, put on some headset, and completely relax into the moment. Breathe in the white sage and Palo Santo that I have here. Feel and tune into the crystals, the obsidian, the lapis, the turquoise, the citrine, into the compassion of Kuan Yin, to the removing of obstacles of Ganesh, and to the light of love of the Buddha. Allow yourself to relax and feel the shimmering wings of angels embracing you with love. As you relax deeper and deeper, take a deep breath in through your nose very slowly and declare in your heart, I am ready and willing and open and receptive to be the light that illuminates my world, to believe and receive from angels, from higher realms, from the nature spirits and the animal kingdom, from Gaia, the earth herself, from the galactic goddess, from the infinite field, from my own self. The love, the nourishment, the light, the support, the foundation to walk through any darkness, to see, reveal, renew any part of you that has been cut off or locked away, shackled down. In the darkness, you will find your power. In your shadows, you will find your voice. You will begin to reveal your radiance. Today, seeds of grace are being planted in the fertile soil of your soul. Breathe in and embrace this shimmering light and support of pure unconditional love all around you. Really receive it. All the way down to your core. Relax a little deeper and tell yourself, I now give myself permission at every level, in every life experience, at every dimension, in every agreement, in all levels of my light body, from mental, emotional, and physical, to Buddhic, causal, and beyond. I ask for the shimmering counsel of the light to walk with me through this dark time and be the light in my life. Feel and see this council of light around you, and see and feel the infinity healing chamber I have created to carry us at infinity, the gold ray of creation, the all-seeing eye, and the pillar of white light, the flower of life consciousness, and the 360-degree spherical consciousness. Feel and see that this is the beginning of a journey that will take you through the ninth, when Saturn will be close and bright, bringing its exquisite rings within view and shining an enormous light on the seeds you will plant today. And from there, in the beautiful light, the seeds you are planting, the nourishment of the love of the mother in all levels and within you will grow. And as you accept, come into harmony and transcend the past, you shed the guilt, the shame, the fear. You shed the blame and leave it behind. There is no purpose, and rise up, up, up higher to acceptance. The 16th will bring the full moon. Bigger illumination as the thunder moon brings the power of the creator god Zeus, the power of life force in a lightning and thunder atmosphere, and a partial lunar eclipse. Again, the light and the dark play together. And by mid-month, you can already feel you're coming into a harmonious dance. I am the light, and the darkness comes, and I am the light, and I weave and walk through the darkness, but I am never the darkness. I am always the light. I can be with, play with, dance, embrace, and be nourished by the dark. I can find and embrace my shadows and fears and see that within them is my true power and the doorway to my freedom. My freedom from living in desire or fear, or blame or anger, and moving higher and higher and higher. This full moon and the dark shadows will play within me, and I'll start to feel the true creator that I am, the dance of the abundance, the alchemy that was embodied by Merlin, by the magic in the world, the duality, the masculine, feminine, the physical, the spiritual, the light, the dark, the above, the below, the within, the without, are all one and all required for creation, for abundance. And from there, you will ride this journey, feel it, see it. Close your eyes and ride this beautiful journey. See yourself, the path clearing to your future self week by week. As the end of the month explodes, the 29th and the 30th, a double meteor shower showers down the most amazing ignited gold. Abundance rains down upon you, and now the seeds that you plant today, as you shed the past and begin to accept and reveal the radiance you were designed for, the radiance this moment is here to bring out from within you, the true reason you are here. Shed everything. Enter this womb, relax within the love, and begin to embrace the seeds of light. As the end of July and the black moon takes you again deep within the womb to nourish the next level of what those seeds that you plant today have already produced. A black moon is when there's two new moons in one month. We have bookends today and the 31st. You're walking in to the shadows, in to your inner world, to the underworld, to the feminine, receptive womb of creation, to stripping yourself bare of all illusion and ego. Leave it behind. Because here, all attachment to what you need to be, to what others think, and to any other agreement, belief, thought, or energy pattern within you that keeps you from allowing yourself to expand into the infinite being that you are is an illusion tying you down. You walk through the darkness to find the light. The light is within you in every step. And as you begin this journey, walking through the shadows into the light with me, Akasha, as your guide, call now to your higher self, to your I Am Presence, to your angels, master teachers, to those realms of fairies or nature, animals or crystals, to the stars, the planet, the sun and the moon. All the elements are here as your sisters and brothers of light and love. Never alone, always within you, remember the pearl, the diamond, the light, the well. It is you. It is you. Deep breath in through your nose, nice and slow. Feel and see that energy moving up across your forehead, bathing your brain, your pituitary, your pineal, your inner eye, pouring down your spine, down into your heart center, waves and waves of it. Washing away down through your feet into the earth, welcomed and transformed to love by Gaia, your mother. I am ready and willing, you declare within your heart, to open my mind, to open my heart, to come into this moment, to feel and see the love, the power, and the light that is here, regardless of the illusion of darkness. Take a deep breath in and again feel and see that light and energy move up and pour over your forehead, down through your brain, bathing your spinal cord, all of your energy centers, down into your palms, into your portals, the energy centers in your palms. Dimension opens, a doorway opens between your crown and your palms. Relaxing deeper and deeper, you feel yourself floating just slightly above your body. You see and feel the energy emanating from your body, a glow. What color is it? You see it pulsing like a magnet, like solar flares. And you breathe again up into your third eye and feel it expand and open, connect to your crown, to your soul star, to your higher self. And up to your stellar gateway. And down your connection to your truth, your heart, your higher self, and your soul blueprint pours over your body. You feel your muscles letting go, relaxing deeper and deeper. You feel as if your body is melting and slipping into this darkness all around you. The darkness all around you is like silk. It feels beautiful, like velvet. It soothes you. It makes you feel rich, opulent. As if you are being caressed by the black jaguar, the mother who taught you to be in a body on the earth. And she purrs and rubs this velvety darkness on your skin. And you feel as if this caress goes deep within your heart, reaches into all of your lives, and gently caresses you. Relaxing deeper and deeper, you feel yourself becoming one, as if wrapped within the arms. You feel the vibration of this beautiful purr. You feel the sensation of this dark, it's liquid, silky, shifting. It's soft, velvety, and solid. Back and forth, you feel this darkness weaving through you. Yes, I am ready and willing. I am open and receptive to release all energy attachments in the forms of thoughts, beliefs, self-image, agreements, karmic knots, limiting emotions and meanings, and all that blocks me from embracing, accepting, and being my light. I let go and become the liquid darkness. I let go of my form and my shape and accept the shadows, the darkness. There is no fear here. There is light glowing deep within, and like a blue light, dim and deep, but certain. You move towards it, letting go of who you are, who you were, who you want to become, what others want, what you thought you had to be. This is the moment of release and freedom. Are you ready to shed the skin? What do you really want? What is holding you back? Agree now to trust your highest self, this divine entourage, and the light within your soul. To know, I shed freely and willingly. I intend to grow, to expand, to hold more light, to give more love, to be more acceptance and compassion. I am ready for a transformation, and I enter the halls of the shadows that hold my power, my voice. Feel yourself liquefying even more and sinking deep, deep, deep down this dark passage, flowing like liquid light. You move down this passageway, trusting that each and every step, your heart is guiding you, the light within now glowing a little brighter blue. You see and feel there is a part of you nearby, a part of you you've been afraid of, a part of you you've locked away, a part of you that got you in trouble because you spoke up, you owned your power, you expressed yourself, you let people know the truth of who you were. You see and feel the self-imposed prison that you have created. Is it a prison cell? Is it a dungeon? Is it a box? Is it a cave? Enter and unlock it now. As the chains fall away, open your heart and declare, I now open a heart-to-heart weave with this part of me that has been buried in the dark. From shame or guilt, from blame, from feeling that I failed or abused power, you enter this dark cell or cave, and you immediately can feel and sense this part of you. You begin to feel the feelings, memories, thoughts, visions, colors are coming to you. It's all awakening within you. And you say, yes, I accept. You let go of the guilt, the shame, the fear. You rise up higher. You let go of the regret, the grief. You let go of the desire and the anger and the hate. And you feel yourself moving into courage. I'm ready to embrace. I trust. I'm willing to love this part of me again, to reclaim my power, to let go of what I thought it meant, to free myself from this self-imposed prison in the dark. This part of you begins to awaken and emerge from the dark shadows. The bigger, the brighter the light you are, the more love you send this part of you. The more you say, I accept you, I forgive, I let go, I now send harmony. Together we transcend what was. We become one in compassion, completeness. I am that I am. I am divine vision. I am the creator of my reality. I am infinite, I am flow, I accept this and all other dark parts of me, the shadow that I feel and thought was shame or failure that must be hidden. I now see that it is my power. Spend a moment increasing your light and allowing this part of you to emerge from the shadows. Hold your arms open and your hands out. Open your mind and say, yes, I accept. I reveal the radiance. And I'm ready to take back this part of me, this power, this voice. It is a vital part of the seeds I am planting today. You feel a flutter of wings around you, shimmering light wings of the fairy realms, of the angels, of all of the elementals. A beautiful light is glowing around you now. Listen and merge back together as you accept and embrace this part of you. Feel your hearts weaving together again as you feel like a piece that's been missing for so long is now coming back into your heart, and it creates a waterfall, a domino effect as that energy goes down through your feet and then up through your throat into your third eye and your crown and explodes out above you like a fountain of light. Pouring down over you, blue light glowing in the dark. You feel as if you have busted open one of the most powerful pieces of your true self. Yes, I am ready and willing to live my fully funded mission to re-embrace this part of me and to reveal my radiance. My light illuminates the world. Together, you begin to move. And as you move, you see and feel this space of darkness, whether it was a cave, a box, a dungeon, a prison. It just dissolves as together you move and your energies blend. You feel your throat coming back. You feel a passion and inspiration within you. You breathe this into your body and feel it go all the way down to your feet, building up, up, up. Your root explodes. Thousands of tiny, rich tendrils and roots begin to grow from your root energy center at the base of your spine, down, down, down into this dark womb, this moment, the cosmic mother, the galactic goddess, the Earth Gaia Mother, all of the womb, the nourishment, the richness, the field of infinite possibilities, opulence, and abundance. You are wrapped within it. Breathe. Feel yourself coming into a cocoon. Feel the seed of what you have reclaimed, blending with your soul's purpose. And now a shower of golden seeds began to come from your heart, up out of your crown, all around you. You feel as if you're being showered with golden light. There is no darkness that can hold your light back. You feel yourself dancing in this golden light, the seeds of who you are becoming. Who is that? See and feel. What will it feel like in a week as you enter the brilliant illumination of Saturn? What will it feel like in 2 weeks when the full moon is shining down and then the eclipse comes again? You will dive deeper and find more of you and come back to the light. This piece of you now blending, you feel all of you becoming quiet, still, and silent. The seed of your brilliance. I am walking through the shadows into the light. I am the light. You feel again the liquid silk darkness around you, feeding you. You drink it in like rich elixir that ignites within you an opening in every chakra and energy center in your light body that now reintegrates with this power you have reclaimed and freed from the darkness. Walking through the shadows into the light, you feel yourself shedding this old, heavy energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, all the patterns within your mental body, your emotional body, within your cells, your blood, your brain, rearranging to become the new, lighter, brighter you. More space. Receive and feel those tendrils, those roots growing deeper into the soil. Now feel the soft fur and the purr of the black jaguar, the mother, the velvet all around you, caressing you, loving you, reminding you. You are light, you are love, you are divine, you are here for a reason and a purpose, and your uniqueness is needed. Reclaim all that you have hidden in the dark and bring it to the light. Remember the pleasure, the love, the touch. See the beauty in everything. Look into your eyes. Touch your own skin. Caress your body. Wonder and appreciate your mind. Oh, there I am. How beautiful. The star from afar, twinkling bright in the night. No darkness could cover it. One with all that is, I receive. Spend a moment simply receiving the nourishment, the acceptance, the love, the unconditional adoration as you grow and expand and effortlessly feel yourself lifted up, growing the seed, getting plump, plump, plump. Oh, such a nourishing, quiet, peaceful, still space. I receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You feel the gold ray beginning to sparkle above you, below you. You feel it tingling and moving through your body, nourishing you. You feel malachite, rose quartz, citrine, and all of the different minerals and elementals, crystals, sending their love, their energy, their nourishment to help you build. The creation, the reality, the self. Feel this gold beginning to reveal the you that you are becoming. Open your heart and send an infinity weave out to the you that's standing and basking in Saturn's glow on the 9th, and send it out to the you that's basking in the full moon despite the eclipse on the 16th, and send it out to the you being showered with the meteor, the abundance, and walking through the black moon into the lion's gate, into the equinox, awakening the secrets within the pyramids, the sacred sites, within the crystals, within the planet, and within your heart. You realize all of this has the same radiance, the same opulence, the same abundance, the same beauty. Now see and feel you holding, pregnant with this potential, this possibility you have embraced, reclaimed, released, shed, revealed, and begun to renew. Feed the seed within you with love, visions of how it will feel, download it, anchor it into your very cells. Yes, yes. Yes, put your hands on your heart, take a deep breath in. I am the seed of the light that I am ready to become. See and declare what that is for you. Take a deep breath in, put your hands on your forehead. Feel and see the vision coming alive. Now put one hand on your heart. one hand on your forehead. See and feel the energies moving between them. Draw down the truth of who you are into your heart. Draw down the love and the truth from your heart, your crown and your inner eye, down into your root, into your belly, into the womb of what you are creating. Feel the potential. Feel the life force. Declare, yes. I am the seed surrounded by the infinite love of all that is. Everything I need is here. I receive and accept with grace and ease, with every breath, step, thought, touch, with every look, with every fiber of my being and every focus. I protect, nourish, support, love, and grow this seed within me and give great thanks, great gratitude. Feel the gratitude welling up within you and pouring through your body, your mind, your emotions, your room, your house, your family, out through everything in your life, your town, through the planet, out to the stars, the moon, the sun, and beyond, through time, space, millennial, through the cosmos, the multiverses, and now back to you. Receive this gratitude and love. Move your hands up your arms and give yourself a hug. Put them over your eyes. Integrate this new you. I am ready. Let it begin. Take your time to come back into your body. Take notes of what you thought, felt, saw, experienced. Integrate it. Protect what you have planted here. Repeat this powerful journey. It is working with you on all levels of your light being. It is connecting you to powers and energies that are optimal for you in your uniqueness. And only the light, the highest frequencies of light. You are safe, you are loved, you are supported, and you are the light that illuminates the world. Reveal your radiance, protect these seeds. Go within and repeat this. Find another part of you you've locked away in the darkness. Put the most optimal, radiant you back together. Share this, please, with all that you know. Send them to nanakasha.com. Look up Bliss Life Podcast on iTunes. And join me. Make sure that you repeat this and you share this. You share with me on the Living the Light group and Facebook what you're experiencing. And I'll see you again on the 9th, where we'll travel with Saturn and allow the most beautiful of planets to reveal the magnitude of you. Allow these seeds within you to grow with love and grace. Akasha, thank you. In Laket Chalakin, we are one. Have a beautiful and blessed day.